me now. Now that I'm on my way, you still think I'm crazy standing here today. I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your radio. How do you like me now?
Special request from Brett Lothar. Toby Keith, how do you like me now? It's Greg Morgan, and joining me is Grey Cup chap Elton Johnson, our Green Zone analyst, who watched Friday night and, like everyone else, kind of shook her head after a great opening drive, and then it took a while to get her going again, but a win's a win, and yeah, we're talking kicking here, too, this morning.
I'm doing good. How about yourself, Doug?
I'm good. I really enjoyed watching you on Friday night through social media. Let me just read some of your lines here. Riders' offense is boring, no energy, lackadaisical. And then there was a poke at the kicking game as well. Oh, man. Well, what's this offense got to do, Belton, to execute stronger? They looked good on the opening drive, and then we went almost a half hour more in game minutes before they got around to showing us anything else.
You know, if they had caught some passes there, right? Because there were a couple drop passes. I specifically remember Schaefer Baker dropping one. You know, Trevor Harris, there were a couple bad throws there and everything, right? And, you know, they just got to get it together here, Greg. It feel like, I don't want to say things are unraveling, but it's just, I don't know, it's just nothing's really happening. And I want to see some explosion that I saw early on in the season here, right? And I think they'll get it. It just didn't happen against the Red Black.
My favorite moment of the game was the explosion, if you will, of Ouellette there. Because, like, you know, Ottawa's hanging in there, down 20 to 10 with a few minutes left. Harris is stripped of the ball, and we're second and goal.
Slides back in. They give Harris a look at things. Looks to the corner. Hit as he throws. Take it away. Oh, my goodness. Look at this. Stripped it. Taken back by Ottawa. All the way to the 40. A.J. Ouellette trying to track him down. Trying to knock it out, but he can't. It's Carter.
A turn of events indeed, but AJ Ouellette, what do you want to say about him?
That was extremely good of him, right? I mean, if he hadn't tracked that guy down, you know, I don't know, Greg. Like, at least when he got the tackle, right, the defense, they held him to, what, only 3 points, right, instead of getting that seven. So Ouellette doing that, that was absolute hustle. I think that film will probably be showed probably a couple times this week. With the guys there just to show that energy and everything.
Leading by example, yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. Campbell Fair, two missed converts. It was ugly. I don't even know what happened on that one where it went sideways. I guess we got what we wanted to see. If he was any better, what now?
Let's get the original guy. Let's get Lava back in
there.
I told you, I'm done with kickers, man.
Big game Friday. They win. They clinch first place in the West, which would mean they have a bye, and then one win away at home from a Grey Cup. Let's just rest Trevor Harris after this clinching game, don't you think?
I think Trevor needs to rest, right? You know, again, some of the throws I saw, just the zip I don't see on the ball sometimes, right?
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, he had two nice passes there. Where, let's give it up to Dante Myers, too. He had, what, 6 catches, 158 yards, and a touchdown, and over 1,000 for the season. So, yeah, let's rest Trevor when we can.
Belton Johnson, thank you, my friend. Have a great week.
Hey, have a good one, Greg.
Your wake up chap, it might be costing a little more if you're going through the lineup at Timmy's. They're raising their coffee prices 3 cents a cup for the first time in 3 years. You may not even notice it. I think we're in such a cashless society, not many will notice it this morning, but I drove through to get mine on the way, and young lady there told me that it's only on the large or extra large. Small and medium stay the same price, but yeah, up 3 cents. Timmy's is citing higher coffee prices globally and U.S. tariffs affecting imported coffee beans before they are shipped to Canada. 3 cents. Well, no, that's not too bad. I definitely noticed how coffee has gone up. Like, I like buying the fresh beans. And yeah, they're good. Like, anywhere between $6, $7 more than it used to be a year ago when you buy a pack of bean coffee. It's crazy how much it's gone up here, too. Prime Minister Mark Carney hoping to talk trade and security with Donald Trump at the White House. This meeting likely tomorrow. He's headed to Washington today. Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre sharing on social media he's hoping Carney will keep his promise, negotiate a win with President Trump to end the U.S. tariffs in this meeting. I do not believe anyone can end the tariffs for Canada right now. I really don't. I think, you know, Trump has not shown any love to any other country, and I don't think he's going to give us any extra love. I don't even know what a win is for Carney. Perhaps just to come back with no further harm. But he hasn't really said why he's going either. We can speculate. It's got to be about tariffs. But really, for now, we essentially have zero tariffs in all but the steel, aluminum, auto, and softwood lumber. The sector-specific ones are bad, like really bad. But under Kuzma, we're running with the lowest tariffs on of anyone in the world for anything else. But I don't see that lasting even in the renegotiation. So I don't know. Let's hope Trump's in a good mood when he meets Carney. And I really don't see him returning with any great news. But then again, like I said, Carney's camp has said nothing about why they're actually going. We just are speculating. It's got to be about tariffs. Safety. Back to Taylor Swift for a moment. Her new album. She's giving thanks.
So I say, thank you for the lovely bouquet.
Thank you for the bouquet. Heck, thank you for all the streaming. Within 12 hours of its release, The Life of a Showgirl had been streamed more than any other album on Spotify this year. And the first single, The Fate of Ophelia, it became the most streamed song in a single day in Spotify history. Showgirl also broke the 2025 single-day streaming record on Apple Music. Even over at Amazon, it's now the most streamed album ever in a single day, and it sold close to 3 million copies just on Friday alone. Taylor doing a ton of interviews, and one she said, no, she's not touring to back up this album.
Have you got the itch for another something soon?
No. No, I'm going to be really honest with you. Like, I am so tired. Like, when I think about doing it again, because I would want to do it really, really well again.
Yeah, of course.
You know?
That guy doing the interview sounded like a dog panting or sniffing or something through that whole question. But anyhow, tonight, Taylor sits down with Jimmy Fallon for an interview on The Tonight Show.
She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone.
Well, you got to work your construction as long as you can in this province, as you know, winter's coming around the corner here. But heads up this morning, those of you who live in the Northwest, work has started at the intersection of Courtney and Rink. That intersection closed for about 3 weeks. It's part of the Coopertown development there, too. And looks as if we're not going to get as much sun as we'd like today. But, you know, I'm looking at the long range towards Thanksgiving long weekend, and it looks like it's going to be one of those weekends, not only to enjoy the family, hopefully, but, you know, all the patio furniture off the deck and do some fall preparation and cleaning and drain the water lines and sprinklers, as temperatures seem to be pretty close to the 20 degree mark in the sunshine at the back half of this week. Hey, my friend Ashlyn George, who's a travel blogger, you can find her at thelostgirlsguide.com, recently took a trip to New Brunswick on motorcycle, and I thought I'd ask her to share what it was like now that she's back. Ashlyn, welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to be home.
So, well, I'm curious. I've never been to that side of the country. Pretty cool.
You know, I had to laugh because I feel like New Brunswick is the eastern fishing version of western farming Saskatchewan. People are so friendly. They love to chat. It honestly, it felt like home, but fishing.
But a little prettier because of the landscape?
And curvier roads as well.
So you hop on this motorcycle. What's that road trip experience like when you get there?
It's pretty cool. For most of it, I based myself out of St. John, but I spent a few nights kind of in the countryside. And you have these amazing curvy roads, smooth pavement. You know, you're riding past marinas, you're seeing lighthouses. And actually, they have quite a few ferries. If you're riding on the Kingston Peninsula, which is part of where I was, You can take ferries back and forth across it. They take like 5 to 10 minutes and they're free.
So you're an experienced motorcyclist, but I imagine there's a few hairpin turns and some pretty spectacular cliffside views.
So there's 30 kilometer driving route. It's called the Fundy Parkway, and it is absolutely stunning. People go on motorcycles, they take their campers, you can bicycle it, you can hike along the coast, and you get these incredible cliffside views, and you get to see the Bay of Fundy and the tides that they have there, which they're phenomenal. They can change up to about 16 meters, 50 feet in 12 hours. It's a lot of water.
I imagine you have to stop now and then for a few eats. What's the food like?
Yeah, so my goal was to try and eat seafood every single meal I was there, and it was so easy to do, but I do have to mention the lobster rolls. When you go east, you have to grab a lobster roll. I mean, in this one little community called St. Martin's, the seafood market named Spinney's, they're voted the best lobster roll in New Brunswick, but literally down the roadway, you can actually look at the boat that brought the lobster in. So very small town, but very fresh.
As you tour around, tell me about some of the stops you made.
So especially on the Kingston Peninsula, some cool places. There's a cidery that's been open the last couple years. So, you know, you're on a bike, it's a hot day, you get a stop for a cider. They have alcoholic and non-alcoholic options. And the one night we actually stayed in this tiny off-grid cabin called La Belle Cabane. You hike up the hillside to the cabin. There's no power. You have an outhouse, but it's very beautiful. And they actually have an on-site spa that you can book for the evening. So you go through the thermal therapy cycle. So you have a hot tub, two saunas. There's a heated rock floor you can lay on. And of course, there's the cold plunge pool too, and a beautiful sitting area. And it's your private spa in the forest. It's incredible.
And somehow you drove across the ocean floor to boot. How did you do that?
Oh, yes, I had to do this. There's a place called Minister's Island. This is near St. Andrews in New Brunswick. And it's a historic site. It was originally owned by William Van Horn. He's of like the Canadian Pacific Railway. He was a president in the late 1800s. But you can only access this island at low tide, and you get to drive across the ocean floor. Did it on a motorcycle, was very careful about it. And then you get to go explore his 50-room mansion and his barn as well, which looks like a castle.
Man, it sounds like there's a lot to do in New Brunswick.
Honestly, it was such an incredible trip. I know lots of us prairie people love to head east. And yeah, New Brunswick is definitely a location people need to add to their list.
Travel blogger Ashlyn George, overall, 10 being the highest. How would you rate this trip and affordability too?
Honestly, I would say like a solid 9 out of 10. And affordability wasn't bad, right? We're in Canadian dollars, so there's no exchange you have to worry about. Seafood can get a little bit expensive. Lobster rolls were about $30, sometimes $35. But especially going a little later in the season, not at high points in summer, it's a little bit cheaper as well.
I know our WestJet flight isn't year-round, but did you take advantage of the Eastern flight?
Yeah, we got round-trip flights for about $550, which was really affordable.
Hey, I'm glad to hear that you had such a great trip. I've never been. I got to get out to New Brunswick. That East Coast looks amazing. Thanks, Ashlyn.
You betcha. Thank you so much.
Certainly a good time to be a Blue Jays fan.
Kid for the Blue Jays, Trey Savitt.
Overall game from the Toronto Blue Jays.
Yeah, they crushed the Yankees 13-7 in game two and hammering 5 home runs and new team record, including a grand slam from Vladdy. And they have a 2-0 series lead now. And it's extraordinary to see how many Canadians are jumping on the Blue Jays bandwagon here, but why the heck not? It's going to be interesting. They take on the Yankees now tomorrow, and everyone talking about the young Trey. You Savage with an 11 strikeout performance, his whole family in the crowd there watching. That was just his fourth start of his entire career. And he just shut down the Yankees too. Even Yankees manager Aaron Boone said the kid was just nasty.
Yeah. I mean, that was nasty stuff. I mean, that split is, you know, unlike much you ever run into, using his fastball enough and slider enough, but you know, we just didn't have an answer for the split that, you know, he was on his game.
Yeah, there were just so many highlights in that game. And, you know, the Vladdy Grand Slam and the bat flip everyone was talking about, how cool that was. Alvaro show with two home runs and doubles, 23 runs in two games. And now just one win away from the American League Championship Series. And a lot of Jays fans around here are pretty stoked about it, too.
They're really on the bat, and this could be a short series, I think. If they stay on the bat like this, they can win everything.
Exciting. It's exciting for Toronto fans. They haven't really had success since 2015, 2016. So, it's pretty exciting just to see them be good again.
Fans also talking about the Rider victory on the weekend. It may not have been pretty and not as high scoring as you would like, but a win's a win. And they came out strong in that first drive and then took a while to get going again. But as horrible as Ottawa was, they hung in there, and but we got it done. 2013, the final now. Rider fans on the Green Zone postgame show had mixed reaction.
I'm happy with the win, and one more win, and I think we got first place.
My wife is not mad at me because I didn't have a real reason to throw something at the TV this game.
I think it's even too early right now to say, like, who's the team that's the team to beat.
We're still not ready for the playoffs.
Really? I think, you know, quarterback Trevor Harris promising improvement as well.
I can assure you there's going to be another game like this where we shoot ourselves in the foot because we're going to take a hard look and have great conversations about how we can improve and be better, and we will be.
They win Friday against the Argonauts. They clinch it. I think, you know, you put Harris there, obviously, to do and get that job done. And then, you know, go into Winnipeg maybe with Jake Maier and bring back Trevor for a part of the game against the Lions. And away we go. We're getting close to the end now. Quick reminder, today's the last day of the CJMB Fall Auction. Head over to RalcoAuctions.com. You really have an opportunity to save and shop locally here with about 600 different items, give or take. And everything starts at 60% of retail, possible savings up to 40%. So check all the items out. Your current bid, you may have to bump it up. But that's the cool thing about RalcoAuctions.com is you can set it up as a proxy. We alert you so that you can come back and bump it up if you feel you really want to go after whatever you're looking for. RalcoAuctions.com.